happy half hour. And today's drink of the day is the Floridora. Yes, the Floridora. It's a gin-based drink that is not that popular, but everyone I've talked to about it seems to absolutely love it. What is a Floridora? As legend has it, after a performance of a wildly successful comedy on London's West End all the way back in 1899, a cast member asked the bartender to come up with something new at the after party. He mixed gin, raspberry, lime, and ginger, and the drink was as big a hit as the play itself, which was called, you guessed it, Floridora. And I'm excited to share it with our guest, Emma Viglin, host of TYT's Rebel HQ, where in addition to her daily videos, she has visited countless Trump rallies, so you know she needs a drink. And she's in luck, because we're going to have one right now on the Happy Half Hour. Now it started. You can't just say as the end of it, oh, I don't know when
this is going to end.
It's right then. Hey.
Hey, guys.
How have you been? It's so great to see you. It's so great to see you.
Hi.
Emma Viglin is here, everybody, from Rebel HQ. TYT at large has traveled the nation, visiting all kinds of events on behalf of the Young Turks.
Yes.
If anyone has to, quote, take one for the team, it's you at these Trump rallies.
I should get hazard pay. They should pay me more.
Yes, you should absolutely do that. Let's talk about that and more right now with some icebreakers. Okay, we're gonna start with the more. First icebreaker question for you. What's the grossest culinary term?
The grossest culinary term?
Yes.
Jesus. I mean, moist is the word that comes to mind, but that's not a culinary term.
That's not, but I'd say, people say moist a lot in cooking.
Oh. Liquid.
Liquid. The actual answer is spatchcock.
Oh. Man, you set me up to fail with that. There was no way I could ever know what that was.
I have a list of them. Turkey-based or bouillabaisse, poach, yam. These are all disgusting words.
You know that I'm not feeling great right now, so you're, like, asking me these questions. I may have had a few drinks last night. This hair of the dog is very helpful for me at this current moment because I have to work. This is my place of work. And to function, I need to drink more because of drinking too much last night.
Very inside the happy half hour. Last night, we went out, some people from TYT went to a place called Bigfoot Lodge, which you're familiar with if you've watched every episode of the happy half hour. Check out that one where we drank the Sasquatch, which is a signature drink from the Bigfoot Lodge. But I will say by the end of last night, many people were inebriated.
Many. You yourself included.
Yep, I got a text from Viglin in the morning. I should have eaten dinner. And the truth is, we all should have eaten dinner.
We all should have eaten dinner.
That's why I didn't feel well. I feel like I didn't drink that much volume. I just didn't eat dinner. I went home and ate a hot dog bun. All right, so right now in the news, there's this photo with blackface and KKK. What do you think is more racist, blackface or KKK?
Oh, KKK.
KKK, because it's just explicit.
It's super obvious. And, like, I guess, like, if you're dressing up as Michael Jackson, right? I could, like, as was Northam.
Right.
I guess you could kind of see why he decided to do it. Like, it's a human being making a decision as opposed to the KKK, which is, like,
at least perceived by the person, if they've worn one and the other, you see that person go, yeah, but blackface. In certain ways, they try to justify it. No one goes, you know, the way in which I was wearing the Klan costume.
Right.
Was at a party?
No. I used to have nightmares about the Klan costume when I first saw it because they'd have the fire and like, you can't see their face. But, like, obviously I'm white, so that's okay. But as a kid, I actually would have nightmares about the Klan costume.
They're intentionally scary.
Yes.
All right. Now I'm going to do, there's no transition from that thing to this thing. Chrissy Teigen tweeted something, and John Iadarola saw it because he's all about Chrissy Teigen, blah, gag me. But it was a really good question, and it's how would baguettes move? There's a trending video right now on Twitter. There are four options. One is the inchworm style of baguette move. Two is the fancy-dancy man-about-town style of baguette prance. The other is a, how would you describe that?
Like a sloth-like motion? Okay. Or no, tumbling over itself. Yes, I couldn't like figure out which one you were pointing to. You went out of order.
I went 1, 2, 3, 4. Sorry. Oh. Which one did you think was? Well, I guess number 3 is kind of fancy dancy man about town, and number 4 is a oh my god, I Professor Xavier was shot at the base of the spine, and I'm just pulling myself forward.
Yes, it's the falling out of the wheelchair move.
So which way do you think baguettes would move in that situation?
I mean, it's gotta be 4, just because it's the most ridiculous. I don't think it would tumble over itself. Like a coin falling down the staircase. I don't see that.
It's like a rigid slinky.
Yeah.
I love that none of the options are it rolling like it would if it were like sideways rolling down a hill.
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, why didn't they include that option? It wouldn't look as good with the fifth box.
I have another question for you.
Oh, we're moving on.
You go to the rallies. I think you're right with mm-hmm. your answer because you got good instincts, kid. You go to all these rallies.
Yeah, I do.
What is it like there?
It's tough. Look, everyone's nice to you for the most part. There's a lot of sarcastic media chants, but sometimes people do get in your face and it gets a little scary. But really? The general aura is very white, very angry. I don't know, like, there's a community about it, but it's toxic.
It's like
a toxic relationship.
Yes, and what were you in that relationship? You're like the counselor?
Yeah, I am hopefully I'm like the therapist trying to, you know, goad them out of the toxic relationship with Trump.
When you're at these rallies and you're interviewing these people, are you ever like, that person's fine?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the time, they're very nice to my face. Although, as I've gotten better at interviewing them and maybe a little more antagonistic or pointed with my questions, that has been less of the case. My first rally, I was super nervous because, like, I'm just kind of thrown in there and I know how they feel about the media. And that was the same rally where there was that clip that you showed with the guy with the liberals and Muslims suck or Islam suck, apostrophe S.
That's my favorite thing, by the way, is them sitting down in that moment. They take the top off of their giant Sharpie and like, all right, what am I going to write? And those brainstorming sessions.
No, they were actual letters that were ironed onto the shirt. So he really did. He didn't do a spell check, didn't run that through his notes app on his phone before ironing it on painstakingly.
Is that someone that sticks out the most to you?
Yeah, and like that rally, I was like, wow, like there haven't, you know, it was the first one I wanted to interview a lot of people. I was like, there haven't been that many crazy people yet. And then he was one of the last people I interviewed. I think I might have wrapped right there because I was like,
yeah,
that's gold.
All right, we have a lot to talk about on the Happy Half Hour. It's amazing good news. We got good booze. We got some guy who strangled a mountain lion. We got more Emma Vigeland right after this. Okay, we're about to watch the State of the Union. I've printed out my State of the Union drinking game. And, let's get to it. These all look oddly specific. They'll probably never happen. Drink every time Buzz Aldrin looks like a Southwest pilot. Drink every time Jared looks like he drinks tears.
And the need to remedy this total injustice.
Inexplicably raucous Melania ovation.
The First Lady of the United States.
What's a f*** you clap? Every time Trump botches the lyrics to This Land Is Your Land?
From the rocky shores of Maine and the volcanic peaks of Hawaii, from the snowy woods of Wisconsin and the red deserts of Arizona, from the green farms of Kentucky and the golden beaches of California.
F*** you, Stephen Miller. Oh, God. Welcome back, everybody. Still here with Emma Vigeland.
Hey.
You watched the State of the Union?
I did. I was on the coverage.
Yeah, did you enjoy?
Idiot.
I watched it.
Yeah, no, I mean, I enjoyed it because I was hanging with John, Anna, and Cenk. Those people are the best, so it was really fun.
They are great. You guys totally nailed it. Here is another story. We're just gonna go straight into So Bad It's Good. Here is a law from Hawaii. Hawaii wants to change. Sorry, how do you say it?
I don't know. I was just.
No. You seem to know. You seem to be an expert.
Might have been vaguely offensive. I didn't mean it, but I.
move on.
Go on.
All right. So the bipartisan bill that they're trying to pass in Hawaii about the smoking age, it's called HB 1509. It aims to raise the legal minimum age to use cigarettes to exclude everyone but centenarians by 2024 to, quote, keep people healthy and alive in the Aloha State, according to State Representative Cynthia Thielen, one of the sponsors of the bill. I know it may be a hard road, but you have to take a first strong step, and that's what they're doing. Here is how they are going to raise the age of being able to buy and own cigarettes. The minimum age to purchase or possess cigarettes will move to 30 by next year, 40 by 2021, 50 by 2022, 60 by 2023, and then in 2024, they're sliding it up to a cool hundo spot.
I like the idea of your grandma getting a fake ID to look older to me when it's just like, I'm over 100, I swear.
It's so ridiculous. I love the idea of being, but like, what if you don't? Because I never got a fake ID when I was a kid.
Oh, I did.
You did?
Oh, yeah. My mom found it and cut it up.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you get in like trouble?
Yeah, like I got in trouble and she said, you could go to prison. And I was like, I don't think so.
Right, because all they do is like, I'm keeping this.
Yeah, no, my mom was like cleaning out my room, which she does, like she would do all the time. And I couldn't hide anything there because she just decided one day, like it's too cluttered and clean it. And I was like, can I have anything sacred? Like, mom, I need privacy. Edward Snowden would have really rebelled against my mother.
Was it a good fake ID that you
had? No, it was terrible. It was terrible. And I overpaid for it and
what state
saved
was it
up. Pennsylvania.
Really? When I was a kid, everyone's was from New Jersey because it was like a laminated piece of cardboard.
Yeah.
Those were the days. I like the idea of someone like who holds out.
Yeah.
And on their 99th birthday, they're 99 and, you know, 364 days are like, tomorrow's the big day.
And then they die.
And then they die because cigarettes are bad. Mm-hmm. For those of you who don't know how bad, they're really bad. They're the single biggest cause of needless deaths, of like deaths that are. I talked to doctors once who called type whatever diabetes that's not genetic the your fault diabetes.
Yeah.
And so it's the number one your fault death in the world. So that is an amazing thing. You guys need to look out for that. We'll see if it, we'll keep you updated if they actually pass the law.
People should still be able to smoke them if they want, though.
Yeah, I'm fine with it.
It's a dumb law. I don't care.
Like, I know it's bad to, like, cigarette butts are annoying and the smell is annoying if you're not, like, part of it. But they've already taken them out of restaurants literally everywhere. It's already 21 right now to buy cigarettes in Hawaii. I'm fine with letting people do it. This does not apply to cigars for some reason.
Yeah.
And it also will not apply to chewing tobacco or e-cigarettes.
My best friend from high school, her dad's fully, he smokes like 3 to 4 cigars a day. He's like addicted to them. Yeah. And that's worse.
That's way worse. Here's something to cheer you up, everyone. This is a segment called Women's Brains Are Better Than Men's. There is a new study out of, it is the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, or PNAS.
Come on.
I didn't make up the acronym.
Okay.
So here's, there's a lot of great stuff coming out of PNAS. Persistent Metabolic Youth in the Aging of the Female Brain is the name of the paper, and here's what they found. They said, we found that throughout the adult lifespan, the female brain has a persistently lower metabolic brain age relative to their chronological age compared with the male brain. So essentially, the adult female brain is on average a few years younger than the adult male brain if two people are the same chronological age.
Oh, but I thought that it was always said that men develop later. So like we're simultaneously younger and older?
Yes, you have, so you get to be a functioning person longer.
Good.
You go through the puberties earlier.
Right.
And you're an adult, but your brain ages much slower, 2 to 3 years. So like if we were both 27 years old, your brain would be, you know, relative to mine, 24, essentially.
Ooh, okay. Well, I am actually 24, so that works out.
Yeah, good for you. Jeez, you're so accomplished.
I'm just lucky.
You know, you work hard and you apply yourself.
Oh, okay, Brad.
The study that they did applied to both humans and mice. So it's not just a people thing. Don't get too full of yourself. Goyle, who was the person who wrote the paper, said, and his colleagues hypothesized that greater youthfulness in the female brain might provide some degree of resilience to aging-related changes. So good, and this might unlock some secrets about why certain people are more susceptible to Alzheimer's. But congratulations, ladies. You're better than us. So that was that segment. We got we got more happy half hour after this. Don't go away. Lots more after this. And now, your move, Texas A&M School of Veterinary Medicine. This is Milo, a beagle puppy who was born with his paws facing the wrong way. But thanks to a revolutionary surgery, his paws are now facing the right direction. And he's learning to walk. Look at him, sweetheart. This modern miracle was performed by veterinary surgeons at Oklahoma State University. So, your move, Texas A&M School of Veterinary Medicine. Good luck, turds.
Oh, that is one of the most heated veterinary inter-school rivalries.
It's reflected in their football rivalry, too.
Yep.
You know, when Johnny Manziel was throwing the ball around, all he could think about was that Oklahoma State, that veterinary school, they got us with that puppy surgery.
We're going to rope us some cowboys, which I believe is their mascot. Okay. We're going to move on to a story about a revolutionary new invention while we're on the subject of groundbreaking surgery. This is a revolutionary new invention. It is called the earthquake-proof bed.
Here in Chat has developed the earthquake safety bed, which instantly transforms into a shelter during the first underground tremors of an earthquake. Let's see how it's made. A frame made of metal pipes containing a composite mass provides the design with necessary rigidity. This allows the bed to maintain its shape beneath falling debris and protect its human occupant from harm.
Oh, God. Okay.
I love this thing so much.
It's like the easiest way to murder somebody. Just like shake the bed and then they collapse in and just put something heavy on top.
People said things online like instant coffin. Here's my question, like, why don't we just make an earthquake-proof house and a regular bed?
The house can't do that. Can't collapse upon itself and then put you in a steel container. Also, what if the earthquake's really bad and then, like, you get, like, can you get out?
It apparently is like that until people come and rescue you. Or I think you could probably open it yourself. But the idea is that your entire house would be covered with some kind of debris from the earthquake. But there are more specs which they communicate in their video online.
Yes.
When the device activates, the mattress descends and the person is enclosed in a protected space. A lid automatically closes over the bed. The lid's closing equipment can function in various ways depending on the bed size and design. The bed can also be equipped with vents to let air in.
You know, if you need air.
In addition, it can be equipped with vents as opposed to, like, why wouldn't it be already? Is it like an added feature?
Let's say you survive the extremely perilous fall into the trap device. You might want to breathe. This is so amazing. I love it so much.
I love it too.
How much do you think it costs for a steel version of this?
I don't know, but I do know that my best friend's Jewish overprotective mom would consider buying this.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Just have it, sweetheart. It's $3,000. It can be equipped with a radio beacon. The frame of the bed, also they say, can be marked with identifying signs to make it easier for rescue teams to find it. I think what
they'll know where it is.
They won't know what it is. What is this? In the bedroom, there just seems to sound kind of a vault with an inside is going, let me!
I didn't buy the vents. They were extra. I'm suffocating.
So good. All right, we have another story for you, and this is fantastic. It's quite a good egg. You may have heard the story of the egg picture that became the single most liked photo on Instagram ever. It had the quest to unseat one of the Jenners.
Kylie Jenner. Come on.
I don't need that information. It has not clarified anything. They're all the same. She had the most liked photo. This supplanted it. And people are like, well, what's the story? What are they going to do with it? Well, they're doing some amazing things. They had kind of a teaser where they said, the pressure of social media is getting to me because the egg ended up cracking. And what they're doing is they're using this as an opportunity to communicate ways that people can get help if they're having some mental health issues.
Okay.
So you can go to talkingegg.info and it shows you where you can get help in different countries all over the world. In the UK, there's a place called Mind, Calm, Heads Together, Inside Out. US, they tell you worldwide, Befrienders and Seven Cups, but all the way for like Malaysia, Latvia, they spelled it Indonesia. I don't know if that's how you spell it, but I just we just copied and pasted from their site. They have a place called Ubuntu all over the world. Isn't that awesome?
That actually is really nice. I was prepared to make fun of the egg, but now I do not want to make fun of the egg.
You can't. You can't do it.
I can't.
So we don't have a lot of time. Mm. Where can people find all of your things, see more Emma Vigeland?
Twitter. I love Twitter, and I think I'm damn good at it, too.
Yes, you are. Mm. You're quite good at Twitter.
Instagram, I'm bad at.
Instagram, you're bad at?
Yeah, I hate it. And then RebelHQ, YouTube.com/RebelHQ, Facebook.com/RebelHQ.
Fantastic.
Tune into my stuff.
Tune into her stuff. Like all of our, we have stuff on Facebook. We have Twitter, and they're HHH on TYT.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a lot of great stuff going up all the time. We leave you with one more thing. There was a beer spill in Thailand. And I just want you to know that these things happen all over the world. No matter how bad your life is, you might be in an area where they spill thousands and thousands of cans of beer on the street and you get to scoop them up. So it's a really big thing. Remember, that's happening all over the world.
That's really meaningful, Brett.
Yep.
I'm choked up.
Well, thank you. That's what we seek to do here on the Happy Half Hour. See you next time.